I'm confident because there's, I mean, look, we can, it's all about the patterns. I mean, you can talk about dropping in form when it's, for that you need a little bit bigger or longer pattern. You know, you can talk about dropping in form if your team is playing bad let's say, a number of games. We didn't drop in form, we dropped points against Spurs. Only if you, yeah, in one hand you are right, and I agree with you when you go, yeah, now we play home game and like we lost at Spurs and all that, and the crowd and the nervosity of not confidence in the start of the game. Yeah, in one hand, yes, but then let's say that our last two home games were Chelsea and Everton, where we played really good in both games. We beat Chelsea, we drew against Everton in a really good Premiership game. So we shouldn't have our confidence being down whatsoever, not even a little bit. But after Spurs game, we will have to be a little bit more on our toes from the start of the game.
Because you've got a big period coming up. I mean, you've got this game, then Man United, then Stoke. I mean, those aren't easy games to recover against, are they?
There are no easy games. You know, there are. Take a look on every Premiership side schedule, and they all have very, very tough opponents. Because, as you mentioned now, you mentioned our schedule, and you mentioned in one hand Man United, in the other hand you mentioned Stoke, and then you can mention Swansea. All three teams in a different state of confidence, on a different positions on the table. One is there, Stoke is there, Swansea is a little bit there, but you said that all three of them are very, very dangerous. So it goes for every club, no matter who you played. And I keep saying that to you, I keep saying that to Paul, I keep saying that to the players. This is Premiership. And it's from day one to day 38 or whatever, it is very competitive. It is very, very difficult league. And you have to be absolutely on your toes and absolutely in a good form, in a good shape to have any chance to win any game.
Okay, thank you. BBC London.
Hiya. West Brom beat Arsenal last weekend. How do you approach this game?
We were talking about Premiership. Every game is difficult. West Brom is maybe not attractive on a paper, but they are very, extremely well organized. They are a very hard team to beat. They are not conceding many, many goals, not to mention that. I mean, they are not letting the opponent have many chances. Some of the opponents, like Arsenal, I don't know, a week ago, of course, we watched that game, first half. Arsenal had possession and everything, ball possession and everything, but without creating many chances. So, in one hand, you have to be patient. You can't create a clear chance against them after 2 or 3 seconds. In one hand, you have to control the game, you have to be patient, but then in the other hand, you have to go there at them and try to put them under pressure to make it constantly. And then with that pressure and with that floating of the ball, to create a space between their lines and to make them make a mistake, whatever. But at the same time, be very aware from their counterattacks and set pieces, because, of course, they have some really good players up front who are very capable of using the space behind you or the moment of transition that they are really good at. And so, again, very, very difficult game. Yeah.